Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is time for the Daily Dive for March 15th, 2024. And we begin tonight with Squid Game. The South Korean court today convicted Oh Young-soo, an actor who won a Golden Globe for his portrayal of a contestant in Squid Game, found him guilty of inappropriately hugging an actress, holding her hand, and kissing her cheek in 2017. He's 79 years old. He was given an 8-month suspended sentence, ordered to attend 40 hours of classes on sexual violence. He has publicly denied the charge. He plans to appeal. And prosecutors charged him back in 2022 after an actress filed a complaint accusing him of inappropriately touching her back in August and September of 2017. He had hugged her, held her hand, kissed her cheek, and laid in her rented room where he made potentially inappropriate sexual comments. She told people about it at the time. She got sexual violence counseling in March 2018, and she tried to forget it, and then Squid Game came on. And so she wanted an apology. He denied that he kissed her. He said, "I did hold her hand to help her carry things," and that my apology was not an admission of guilt. He was the first South Korean to win a Golden Globe. He was also nominated for a 2022 Emmy for the performance. And he has appeared in more than 200 plays in the last 50 years, won numerous theater awards, considered one of South Korea's most accomplished stage actors, but he was not included in the cast for season 2 of Squid Game. And the government has also stopped airing a commercial that features him. Also stopping is Olivia Rodrigo, not her tour, but abortion organizations hosted at her tour will no longer be distributing emergency contraceptives at her concerts. Basically, there was all this attention, you know, that the Plan B was being, you know, passed out, and there was condoms and things like that. So local abortion funds were told yesterday afternoon that they were no longer allowed to hand out free emergency birth control pills and other reproductive health resources. I mean, it came from Olivia's team. And the National Network of Abortion Funds had partnered with Olivia to set up booths at each of her tour stops. But they can't do anything anymore. All they can do now is pass out stickers and stuff and pamphlets. Also stopping is Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who has basically decided not to be on social media after her parole officer said, "You need to get off." But yesterday she went to TikTok to share a video. It's been deleted along with the rest of her account on TikTok and every other platform. And she apologized. She said she felt regret to all the people that she offended with a lack of accountability. But it was under the advisement of her parole officers, because didn't want her to get in trouble and go back to jail. She said, "To my family, my dad, my husband, all I am is just Gypsy, and they love me for being who I am. And that's why it's my private Facebook, my private Instagram, has love for who I am as my bio. Number one, to all the people that I offended with a lack of accountability the first month or so that I was out of prison and the lack of accountability in my interviews, I'm sorry. I'm learning. I take accountability for my part, and I'm saying this right now. I'm taking accountability. I did a bad thing." Yeah, I mean, her mom's dead. She said, "I've been given a second chance at life, and so give me a little grace. Let my actions match my words, and we'll go from there. I definitely have a good support system, and I think I'm just now starting to get around to listening to my inner self instead of all the noise that's been on social media. So with that being said, thank you so much for watching and hearing me out." And it was to offer a public apology. That was what the video was for. If you are having problems in your marriage, do not go on reality television. It will only make things worse. As we are finding out, the Valley is now 0-2. Jesse Lally and Michelle Lally have separated after nearly 6 years of marriage. They didn't walk the red carpet together last night at Jax's Studio City Bar, which somehow remains open. Just like a bunch of picnic tables. But Jesse and Michelle got engaged in November 2017 after several years of dating. Got married in 2018. Now, one of the issues is their daughter, Isabella Bunny, was born in April 2020. Imagine April 2020 having a newborn. And she said it. She said it was very hard to have your first kid during the pandemic, mid-lockdown. No nannies, no grandparents helping out. Well, apparently they can afford nannies. It takes a toll on a couple in that situation. And she said, there's a major storyline about our life where I try to work on myself throughout the entire summer to be the best version of myself. And if the best version of myself aligned with the best version of herself, then our marriage would make it. What? I don't even understand what she's saying. People evolve. If your marriage and relationship doesn't evolve with it, it will never work no matter how bad you want it. But she said, we filmed this a long time ago. You know, she said, when you watch the show, you're going to realize how you guys actually are, because when you're in it, you don't actually know. I feel like she was drunk. I don't know. But because, you know, they had the premiere yesterday, so of course they're going to interview Jax and Brittany too. And Jack says, we're separated. That's for sure. I want people to know that it's possible to co-parent and run businesses and be okay with each other. Not everybody just gets divorced because they cheated. Believe it or not, that was not the case. I know it's shocking. We're just not communicating right now, and that's all there is to it. Well, Brittany said, hey, once a woman hits her breaking point, it's like done. Something like clicked in my head, and I was like, I need to step away from the situation. This is not healthy. It's not a good situation. My son deserves better. I deserve better. That doesn't sound like she's just complaining that they're not having sex, which is what she says during the season. You know? She said, I feel a little bit of relief. I needed this space. We've been together 9 years and people stop appreciating and take you for granted after some time, and that should never happen in a marriage. I think it's because he basically ignores her. She said, that's what I'm trying to get back. And if it doesn't come back, then we won't get back together. Now, like I said, in the season, she does, you know, talk about, oh, you know, because we don't have sex anymore, so that's why I don't want to be with him. Okay. Do we think that Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper are having sex? There's a picture of them last night, and Gigi is, like, really kind of trying to latch on to Bradley Cooper and give him a kiss. If you... He's it's not like he's pulling away. It just doesn't seem like he's really into it. And one of the sources told People, and this is very telling. They were with a group of friends and all had fun. Bradley and Gigi looked happy together. They weren't overly affectionate, but it was still obvious that they are dating. There were lots of loving glances and flirting. That is the lamest quote ever. Like, I'm trying to imagine, I guess it's Yolanda that gave the quote, perhaps Gigi. It's just so odd, but it was still obvious that they are dating. They were out with a couple of the Queer Eye stars. It was Anthony's birthday. Gigi was the only woman. It was six gay guys, Bradley Cooper, and Gigi. It seemed very forced. Incredibly forced. It was a very loving touch from Gigi, but it's very obvious that they're dating. Lots of loving glances. Who says lots of loving glances? And flirting? Okay. Whatever. And whatever is what everybody, whoever paid to go to Rolling Loud last night to see Kanye West, I hope you get your money back. Kanye was supposed to perform. That was the deal. It's 10 years of Rolling Loud. Everybody's like, oh, it's going to be his first full-scale festival performance since the meltdown of his career. It's going to be there with Ty Dolla $ign. It's going to be great. He didn't sing. He didn't rap. He did nothing. It was a listening party. The same kind that he's had all over the country. That's it. They just walked around. The sound system played it all. A lot of the songs from Vultures 1. Quavo came up. Freddie Gibbs came up. Oh, are they going to sing? No, just all standing around listening to it. North was there. Brought up some friends. They're jumping around. Just listening. And then after they all left the stage, there was a DJ who played like 30 minutes worth of old Kanye classics. And they had already left. The problem is if you listen to the old stuff and then you listen to the new stuff, I mean, it's night and day, right? Just completely night and day. Well, best wishes for Greg Vaughn. He had severe altitude sickness. And when you think about severe altitude sickness, you think, oh, it's somebody up on Everest, right? Into thin air and stuff like that. And, oh, we got to rush them back down to base camp and all of this kind of stuff. Well, he went on Instagram yesterday saying that he'd been hospitalized and diagnosed with altitude sickness after traveling to Colorado. He said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. He said, I've said more than a few times, I truly feel like I work and live in a soap opera. I mean, he's been on days since, what, 2012? So he takes the kids to Breckenridge, skiing, snowboarding for the spring break. And he started getting a headache and congestion. And it was just one day out there. And he goes, I had hydrated all day. So into the night, I drank a bottle of Pedialyte and NyQuil'd myself out to be ready. Know that feeling. To tackle Breckenridge with the boys. But he said it didn't help. He wasn't able to sleep, just coughing. And said, I'm going to stay in. And then it was even worse. So he went to urgent care. They said a couple of bags of IV and an oxygen tank strapped to my face. I was told I needed to immediately get off the mountain. But he said he couldn't because he still had a few days of vacation left. Now, we've been focused on The Young and the Restless and other CBS stuff, but Days of Our Lives has had a ton of gossip over the years. One of my favorite ones was Melissa Reeves, right? Hooking up with her co-star Jason Brooks and getting caught by her husband while supposedly performing oral sex on Jason Brooks. So then Melissa Reeves had to leave the show, like, boom. And then they brought in Stephanie Cameron to replace her. And she left. When Melissa Reeves left, she got sued for breach of contract. She left, oh, because I'm working on my marriage. And then Jason Brooks left in 1998. He hasn't been back. Now, Melissa Reeves has been back, and she came back, and then she left. I think she's been gone since, what, 2021 or something like that. After the COVID break, she didn't want to come back. And then there's the Days things with Robert Kelker Kelly. He had a horrible history with actresses. Several of them accused him of being too aggressive during sex scenes. He would use his tongue, run his hands all over them. There was a scene with Crystal Chappelle that got rough, and she complained to the show's producers, and she was told to deal with it because that's just Robert. And she threatened to file a sexual harassment suit, which probably would have ended her career. It was then, I think it was Michael Sabatino got fired. And then when that happened, then Crystal said, okay, well, we're going to put, they told Crystal, okay, we're not going to maybe bring you back. The rumor was that Sabatino had beat up Robert Kelker Kelly. That was the rumor. And then he got fired for it. And even like Rinna said, hey, if you don't fire him, we're going to leave. I think it was her and Christian, who she hated. And so they fired Robert Kelker Kelly. But he also had an affair with Miriam Parrish. And the story goes that she was underage still. They got married and they've been divorced for a while now. They got married when she was barely legal. So I think on the set, he was like in his early 30s and she was like 17 years old or something like that. Acting like 17-year-olds, Prince Harry, Prince William, come on. Especially Prince Harry, right? So we have the Diana Awards. And we knew this was going to happen. It wasn't like strange, you know, like the last minute kind of thing. But these 20 winners from around the world, they're at the Science Museum in London, the special event. Celebrating, it's the 25th anniversary of the Diana Award. And Harry met with him virtually from his house in California. He said, hey, I'm very proud of you. Sorry, I can't be there. I wish I could be there with you guys. You could have been there. You chose not to be there. You chose to honor your mother by doing it on a Zoom call at midnight. William spoke at around 8 o'clock. He left around 8:30. Harry didn't talk to these people till midnight because, you know, he had to work it into his schedule because, you know, he's busy all day smoking pot and sitting around working on American Riviera Orchard. Gotta film Megan while she's cooking jellies and jams. Well, somebody who was in London was Cara Delevingne, as her house caught on fire this morning. 3:52 in the morning required a massive response from the fire department. A 911 call for the fire first came in at around 3:52, and the fire crew showed up, and there was some back room that had caught on fire. It was a huge blaze. Up to the attic, spent 2 hours putting it out. Firefighters were injured. One fell off a ladder. There was an occupant at the home that was treated for smoke inhalation. 100 firefighters were needed to put it out. 13 different fire trucks. 4 ambulances. But her cats were saved. I know that there's been a lot of confusion today, but the cats were saved by the firefighters. Now, in what could possibly be, I don't know, this is just such wishful thinking. Savannah Crisley thinks that her parents are going to be out of jail by the end of the year. Okay, they were jailed last year after being found guilty of 12 counts of tax evasion and fraud. Todd got sentenced to 12 years. Julie, 7. They did have their sentences reduced by 2 years, meaning Todd should be out by like January 2033 and Julie October 2028. We are in March of 2024. But they do have an appeal hearing next month, and Savannah believes, hey, I think they're going to get out by the end of the year. Looking forward to our appeal April 19th. Obviously, I hope to have them home maybe later in the summer. And she's thinking about becoming a lawyer. But obviously, it's going to be hard for her because she is taking care of a 17-year-old and 11-year-old by herself, also working, and dealing with lawyers who need to be paid. And she said, I'd go back to school and stuff, and my mom comes home. I told Grayson I would do it. So if mom comes home, then obviously it'll be she and Chloe, or if mom and dad both come home, then I would certainly most likely go back to school and try to become a lawyer. I think it is the longest of long shots that they're going to get out by the summer. But speaking of longest of long shots, Alec Baldwin is saying that the prosecutors in his case are abusing the legal system, that violating nearly every rule in the book, claim that the prosecutors leaked information to the press, stating they didn't know the criminal case against Alec began until the Wall Street Journal contacted them. They accused Special Prosecutor Carrie Morrissey of going to the press the same day she told Alec of her plans to bring the case to a grand jury in October, 6 months after the original charges had been dropped. And Alec's lawyer said, oh, this is yet another disclosure that violated basic rules governing grand jury secrecy. And then they talked about the firearm enhancement charge. Well, that was dropped, so why would you even bring it up? But they've been accused of not presenting certain evidence to the grand jury or making witnesses, including the director, available. They go, every favorable fact was hidden in all of the grand jury's inquiries about exculpatory information were redirected to witnesses who misrepresented the facts or had no foundation for giving the answers. Prosecutors always do that in the grand jury. And they accuse prosecutors of having one goal, to indict Baldwin no matter the truth, no matter the rules or court rulings, and no matter what it took to do so. Well, we still see you going on trial in July. You know, by then we should know about Hannah Gutierrez Reed and see what her sentence is. And then we'll have a really good idea what would happen to Alec if he is found guilty. All right, the blind items revealed. Number one is from March 5th. This foreign-born permanent A-list model doesn't have the phone number of her nanny in her phone. She doesn't know the number, but says if something goes wrong, the nanny knows how to reach the model. No checking in. And that's Naomi Campbell. Number two is from March 5th. Apparently, this three-named rapper and his girlfriend got into an argument because he wanted her to orally service him on a recent flight, but she refused. She said it was because the last time he didn't close the door to the bedroom area because he wanted people to be able to watch. And that's Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Number three is from March 5th. This radio DJ sure does play the songs his son produces way more than would normally be the case. Have to get those songs up the chart any way you can. And that's DJ Enough and Riot USA. Number four is from March 6th. Someone at their church is selling them out. The celebrity offspring and her A-list husband told only a couple people they were going to church. But somehow, paparazzi was there and ready to take their photos and sell the photos. Who did they give the kickback to? And that's Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber. Number five is from March 6th. No one will sell her a good song. Her boyfriend's always trying to manipulate her. And she refuses to go on a casino tour and make a quick million because she thinks it's beneath her status. Well, what's being the face of a Botox-type company? And that's Demi Lovato. And that's it for this one, you guys. I will talk to you later.